What's up? This is Chico Bean.
Hey, I am Carlos Miller.
And I'm DC Young Fly from the 85 South Show.
Hey, when you're on the move and you can't check our show out on YouTube, you can still check us out on the Apple Podcast app, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
What about Spotify?
Yep.
Google Podcast?
Absolutely.
Alexa?
Hell yeah!
Hey, tune in every Friday. Listen and subscribe to the 85 South Show. It only makes sense.
It was early in the morning and I was waking up.
Okay.
Had a hangover because I've been taking stuff that I didn't even know that really was supposed to be taken.
Okay.
Now let me tell you how the dream and how it started shaping.
Let's go.
See, I'm chilling in my bed, but really on the floor.
Keep going.
But I can't even tell which way that I just want to go.
Okay.
The left is going right. The right is going to the left.
Talk to me.
I'm hearing voices, but I'm at the house by myself. I want to go downstairs. But it's 100 of them. And then another 100.
Man.
And then another 100. Damn. So now I'm stuck. I need a fucking boat. I don't even know how the fuck I'm gonna fucking float.
That's good.
If I even had one. But I'm my dad's son. I hit my foot up on my bed and made me mad, son. Damn, if I had some titties, I would grab them.
Why?
Because I'm my grandma's oldest fucking grandson, but I'm not. And then it got hot. And now I'm sweating in this bitch, and then the door done fucking locked. So now I'm stuck up in the room that I originally was in. I'm just saying some words to see you. How you been?
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Let me slow this shit down. I really had one blunt left, but it looked like a pound. Once I broke that shit down and tried to roll it back up, it made me tired. So I left it there like, what in the fuck? Now I'm stuck. But I'm fucking downstairs. I done walked past where I want to go and ain't no chair. So I'm standing up and my fucking legs is fucking burning. And the only song that I can find is Usher and Let It Burn. And
damn.
It ain't my turn. You don't know how I feel. Like I knew fucking better than to take this pill, but I had a headache and I got them mixed up with the Advil. Now I don't even know how long I'm gonna fucking feel this way. I should have took it yesterday. How long has it been, my friend? Don't ever do this again. Now it's early in the morning, but it's late at night. I went to sleep for 8 hours, but it was a 30-minute fucking nap.
Damn. You ready?
Yeah.
Look.
That's what happened to me.
A fucked up childhood. That's just the way I came up.
Yeah.
So I had to find the easiest way to just come up. I had a lot of niggas. Shit, the niggas wanted me to sell rocks. Niggas started slanging till I came up on a fatter knot. But slanging dope wasn't shit.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, everybody did this. I want to join this gang shit, nigga, so I can be down with this.
What?
I hooked up with my nigga. He told me what to do. He said, join that Fire Deuce, that Dirty South, that Uber crew.
Mm.
Nigga told me if I see down, I would have to stay down.
Yeah.
The only way out the game was 6 feet underground.
Damn.
Told that nigga cool shit, put me down with the crew. He told me to catch the square, nigga, so shit, what was I to do?
Yeah.
I caught that square and started squabbling with that nigga fast. I throw long and strong, but shit, they still jumped on my ass.
Come on.
And then they said, yo, Pete, you're cool in the game. Then he said, smoke the first nigga that you see in smoking rain.
Hold up, I got to stop you right
there. Been done.
Whoa, whoa.
I loaded up the gun. I looked for the first sucker that I could spot for fun. Look, that Scarface was bumping. Steady telling me something. He said, killing it ain't nothing. It all be in your conscience.
Yeah.
Feelings for another nigga? Shit, I had none. That music robbed me mine. That shit had me blind. Shit, I creeped around that corner with that 9 in my hand. I spotted that nigga unlocking his door, getting outside his van. I opened fire just to see how many times I could hit it. Before we hit the ground, I had 7 slugs in it. And now y'all call me crazy, call me sick, call me fucked up. You can call me what you want, but I ain't about to put that gun up. I called up Mr. Sandman. Tell him, please bring me a coffin.
What's up,
I like the freeze.
Now, it's your turn.
Can you cut the beat? Can you go
I can't
another?
Talk that
can
shit.
Can we goddamn me up? You just
call, talking. You gonna call some bodies, nigga. I can't do
I ain't gonna catch a body.
It sounded like it.
Uh-oh. Cut it up then. Cut it up. You gonna see how I get out. Nobody.
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 Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Nobody.
No beat.
Nobody. Just a regular cool day.
All right, if I say something you might fail, just say preach, Percy, preach.
All right, gotcha.
Look. I heard a lot of war stories. Seen a lot of lies spared. A lot of brothers in my city still breathing, they don't even care. Shit, I should have got shot, but the buckshot, they ricocheted. I should have got killed, but my mama hit her knees and prayed. Mm. I should have got robbed when that gun was pointed at my nose. Cause there ain't no luck when bullet holes all in your clothes. Look, you don't see me with no cross on my back. Jesus died for my sins. I can't copy that cat. But look, let me holler at you for a minute, man. You stand for nothing, nigga. You fall for anything. Look, 5 shots didn't drop him. He took it in smile. That what Tupac used to say. Wow. Look at him now. Look, you don't understand the pain that I didn't grew up with. And all the drama and all the anger that I done seen with. Look, we was born dying, headed for the casket. Look, I made my deathbed. Shit, one day I gotta lay in. I closed my eyes, asked God, please speak your mind. He told me, he said, preach, person, preach. I said, what? Preach. Preach, person, preach. Preach, person. Preach, yeah. Preach. But look, man, my mama told me, look, Percy, you gonna be a preacher. I told her, I'll be preaching only 5 speakers. But I can see it under my eyes, a lot of pain inside. But I put that on God. It's me against all odds. Mm. Cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone. One day you're broke, shit, but the day I'm on. The streets got my heart, but they ain't got my soul. I'm OG Percy, nigga, the greatest story that was never told.
Come on.
Cause if you're scared of dead folks, shit, get your life right.
Yeah.
Cause when you live wrong, shit, you can't sleep right. Mm. So preach, Percy, preach.
Yeah. Goddamn.
So preach,
preach,
look. But let me tell you a little something about Diamond Stone. That's who I hang with.
Yeah.
See, we the truth. You can bring all the hell that you can come with. Look, I keep that Bible in my hard hat. Because when we leave this place today, we got to go back where the war at.
Damn.
And you can bring the whole hell, it don't matter. Because all we got to say is, Jesus, demons gonna scatter. Look, I got that mind of the man that's inside you. You can run, you can hide, but he gonna find you. And like I say, it ain't no getting away. And when I finish preaching today, the devil gonna have to take his hands away. Look, prepare for spiritual war. This is combat. Cause I done seen some go to the war and don't come back.
Come on.
Preach, person.
Boy, that's what we doing, person.
Preach, person. Preach.
Oh, you think I ain't got no gangster shit too?
Hey, Lord, I'm just saying. I ain't no seeing.
Hey, now, I'm in the car. It's me and Jesus.
Okay.
It's like 2 or 3 guns in between us.
Let's go.
And I'm driving.
Let's go.
Jesus on some other shit. Like, hey, where the devil at? Because he a bitch. I'm like, Lord, you on probation. You don't need to do it. He like, fuck it. My whole fucking life was ruined. This nigga tried me in front of them hoes. Man, you ride by his crib. I'm going to shoot him up, Los. I'm like,
no,
Lord. Not me and you. Because this ain't the type of shit that the Lord supposed to do. But the Lord had a motherfucking chopper on him. And he had to look up in his eyes. It wasn't no stopping, homie. He said, if I see this nigga tonight, he ain't gonna make it, bro. And I'm like, I'm with you, Lord. However the shit's supposed to go. He like, Los, if you want to go, shit, take it on. I'm like, just give me that one right there that's by my phone. I got that pistol on my lap. We in that old school. Jesus drinking and smoking. He ready to cut a fool. We stopped by the stove. Some bitches pulled up. And that's probably the only thing that really fucking saved, bruh. Because they was talking good, and she was walking good, and they was just located right in our neighborhood, right there up the street.
Mm.
One for him, one for me. Mm. And they had another one. She wasn't real free. Yeah. So me and Jesus ran into some hoes. And he was like, Los, you know I'm like, I know. But let's just fuck with him.
Like,
hey, Los, let's go and see what's up with him.
Boy.
Nah.
Preach, Los, preach.
Hey, on real top.
All right,
yeah,
Percy,
what's
we doing?
Yeah. All right, boy, welcome back to the 85
Let's
show.
Go, man.
Hey, tell these niggas about that time me and Jesus. Hey, man.
Yeah, that was fire.
Hey, man, first and foremost, I would like to welcome Diamond Stone and OG Percy to the Trap House. This is the 85 South Show.
Big shout out, man.
Man, I was just wanting to extend the invitation because y'all are out there in Fort Worth creating some dope-ass content, man. Diamond Stone, how you link up with OG Percy, man?
Man, honestly, bro, like, it was like, OG Percy was one of those people from Fort Worth that you always heard about, but you never seen him, you know what I'm saying? Because he was locked up. And so I was at work one day, and my partner told me, like, man, OG Percy show no mercy. That's how my daddy cursed me. And I'm like, nah, bro, I ain't never heard of him. This is like 2014, you know what I'm saying? This is right when he was, he just had got out of prison out of first right. unit, like in 2010.
Right.
And he got into, he was doing battle rapping real hard. He was hitting like, million, at this time, he just like hit a million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I started watching the, all the battle raps and stuff like that. And then it was like, what, 2017? I ended up meeting him.
Yeah.
And just here recently, last year, I interviewed his son, PMG guy.
True.
And I ran into him again, and I told him, I said, man, we got to get this interview in, man. And like, shit, like last year, August, we hit the interview. You know what I'm saying? I really, just from the battle raps, I knew everything about his life because I started like studying him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I was really on him. Right. And I was like, man, once I got into the blogging, I was like, man, I got to get OG Percy, you know what I'm saying? I got to get this interview, you know what I'm saying? He got something to talk about. He really been through some stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, once we did that first interview, man, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? The rest was history, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. It's fire.
OG Percy, show no mercy, man.
That's the way my daddy cursed me.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, introduce yourself to the 85%ers and let
them know. Man, first of all, I'll say, man, I appreciate you. Salute you, Carlos, man.
Man, I appreciate you. Woodpile
over there. Good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Man, the hospitality has been great, man. Never been treated better in my life. Never been out of Texas in my life. Shit, never been out of Fort Worth.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I gang bang. I got stuck in the city for real.
So what was it like, man, first getting out the city for the first time?
Say, man. Say, it's like going to heaven. You hear me?
Yeah.
The way I came. You hear me? In the sky. You dig what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it when I was in them class up there. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a change. It was a trip.
Yeah.
It's like you moving on somewhere. You hear me? Then when I looked down and seen the class, and we was above the class, and we was still, I was like, yeah, we ain't in the class. The class down there, and we still flying. And I was looking, I ain't seen no shit like that before. You hear me?
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
That's dope.
That was crazy.
You know, that first time getting out that motherfucker, man. And then when you touch down in the city, people running up on you already knowing who you are and all that type of shit.
That was crazy. Shout out to ATL, man. We down here, man. They running up on me like I'm still in Fort Worth.
Right.
Like I ain't left the city.
Yeah, sure. So, we got shirt.
Tell them about the tour, man.
Man, you know what's going on, man. The tour going crazy, man. Should I say it again?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Biloxi, Sacramento, Charleston, Seattle, and a little bit more. If you want to know, go to the 85SouthShow.com, Negro.
Okay, bet. Hey, man, we back. We coming to all them cities he just named.
You did.
And some more cities.
Come on.
And we came to see the 85%ers.
You hear me?
We don't have titties in the building.
Titties. Listen, I'm talking about this time. Pull them out. We done been through a pandemic. Pull the titties out. What they gonna say? They gonna be like, ooh, we been missing them titties.
Now, one thing we can ensure, we can create a safe environment where you pull them titties out.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
and
we can.
Have proven that.
Right.
You hear me? We have grandmas smoking weed that's on oxygen tanks. And they hollering they business. Nigga can't say I show don't inspire.
I talked to that lady family. She doing well right now.
She doing good. Good. Salute, man. Salute, auntie.
Yeah, man. So come check us out. Need some more of this. Peace.
I ain't even gonna lie. And to be honest, we miss y'all motherfuckers,
I miss y'all
man.
Too, man. Are you crying?
Oh, that was a great walk out. That was a great walk out. We gotta do it again. And to be honest, nigga, we miss y'all motherfucker.
One more, bro.
One more? Okay. Nigga, and to be honest, nigga, pilot, to be honest, we miss y'all motherfucker.
Hey, man, we out of here.
For real.
I'm like, goddamn, we in ATL, homie. Yeah, I seen one kid run up, and my boy, he got like, wait, hold on, homie. Who is you? He said, man, I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
And then he said, I seen your rap battle. I said, yeah, he a fan for real. Because he ain't going to come off with that off the top. When you start with the rap battles, that's when you start with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I started way before the rap battles. The rap battles just where I could sneak my story in on shit. You hear me? Tell it on myself a little bit without getting it. You know, they think it's just a rap battle.
Exactly.
You can be who you want in a rap battle, but I was really just being me. And they didn't know that until they started really studying me.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Bro, and it's like you got a very interesting story, man. It's like, for all the people who don't know, it's like OG Percy and Diamond Stone, they got this dope ass series of just like street interviews and like OG getting his story off and just letting them know all the wild shit that he did and done and seen and saw and all these facilities that this nigga been in and locked down. And then it's like the way this nigga tell the story is so vivid, it make you feel like you really like can see this shit. Right. Bro, how did you develop that fucking that storytelling ability?
Man, to tell you the truth, I'm not gonna even lie. I ain't know I had a storytelling ability.
Shit, man, it's just like bro, I be riding around listening to this shit. They be like, bro, what the fuck is it?
That's
bro,
crazy,
this nigga. You gotta get up on this nigga, man.
Just studying myself, man. When I tripped down, I was like, dang, you know, I'm just telling me rapping.
Right.
Rapping, you know. Scarface always was my idol in rapping.
Yeah.
Always. I grew up on the Scarface.
One of the best storytellers.
Say, real talk. And really, I used to listen to Scarface, and what he rapped about was really, I was living it, even if he wasn't. When I talked to him around a while ago, I say the music had me robbed, blind, the music robbed my mind, the shit had me blind. Yeah, that the Scarface. I always put Scarface in when I want to go do something or zone out with the drugs. You know, without the drugs, the drugs and the music, that was the killer back then. The drugs and the music. If you know shit, you get on the drugs, the music gonna rob you after that.
Right.
And I was like that. But the pattern of storytelling shit, I just noticed one day my little brother said some shit that drove me crazy. He said, Percy, you be doing what the music say, dude. You know, I be like, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? He said, you be doing the same thing the music be talking about doing. I said, do it. And then I got, you know what I'm saying, just being me. Right. I didn't know my life that had been through that much until I just started paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Then I said, shit, well, you know, I went through this too then. Well, shit, I've been through this, but, you know, by the time I realized that, I used to just rap about it.
Right.
Sneaking in my raps. That's how I could tell my story. I didn't know I could just tell it without the music. Dig what I'm saying? To Diamond, you know, you come, man, you got to still say, I ain't got to sit on the stage, no. When you cut the music off, I feel ain't a rhythm to nothing no more. Then I tried battle rap.
Right.
For the first time, and I become the most viewed battle rapper in the South. Yeah. The most viewed battle rapper in the South. I did that. Yeah.
Bro, what made you start fucking with the battle rap?
Shout out to my son, Black Caesar, man, Papa. Shout out to my other son, J-Rock.
Don't you wish your daddy gave you shout outs like that?
Yeah. Shout out to my son, Pernell. Shout out to Peyton, PMG, Free to God. Shout out to the Insane. That's Preston. Shout out to Perry Young. Shout out to Price, my football player. Shout out to Passionelle, Priestley, and Marquise.
How many you got, OG?
I got 10 babies. Seven boys and 3 girls, man. Them the kids, man. Yeah. That's the squad. That's my game.
That's 2 squads.
Yeah, that's the old squad and the young squad.
That nigga got the old squad and subs.
And the young squad. And the subs. Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
They love their daddy.
They supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Like, it's daddy's, man. It's hard being a fucking daddy, bro. Yeah. Ooh, shit.
You gotta be that, though.
You damn sure gotta be that, man.
I'll be around.
But it's just like being, you know, the head of the family. So much comes with that.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. And then, you know, 10, that's an army.
Yeah, 7 baby mamas. Shout out to the baby mamas.
Yeah.
You got 7 of them. You hear me?
Shit.
All on P name.
Woo!
Oh yeah, but I named all the babies. I've been there from day one.
Yeah, all
yeah. When you're not around, they can name them Cheerio, Brady Bunch, anything they want to call them. You hear me? Yeah.
Them her dad.
Yeah, that type shit. Yeah, sneak their boyfriend name in there on the cool. The real baby daddy. Yeah.
It happens. It happens to some of the greats, man.
Yeah, it do.
You know, well hell. Shout out to them niggas too.
Right.
I feel like at some point in every nigga life, they're going to get a baby blamed on them. I think it's some shit that's just going to happen to you as a black man.
Mm.
That'll make your ass go in the house.
Yeah.
When she blame the baby on you and it can almost be you, that's a wake-up call.
Get right with my family, boy. I got to keep my ass in that house.
Then you get that never mind text.
Back out now.
Boy, they almost got me. Early too. Early. It was early in the summer.
Can I give a Tales from a Crip on that?
Man, hell yeah.
Tales from a Crip, man. One time I had a baby, a chick that I was just so in love with. Shit, I stopped gang banging. I even got two jobs. I working at the Red Lobster and the Black Eyed Peas restaurant, cooking and shit. We ain't got us an apartment. You understand me? She black, she chocolate like me. I moved in the apartment. See, I turned the whole bedroom into a goddamn me a nursery. We got the goddamn me the little spinner things and the whole garden there. You see everything. The little walkers before the baby even get had everything. Goddamn me. So goddamn, I got a call one day. Shit, my mom say, Percy, you know Candy had the baby. Goddamn. Shit, when? She couldn't have it. I would have been the first to know. You did what I'm saying? That's the guy. Look here, don't start shaking your head. Let me shake my head first, dude.
Goddamn. Mama knew.
Hey, hold on now.
As soon as I heard the name, I was like, ooh. Candy.
Oh, man, come on. Look at it. But anyway, she said Candy had the baby.
Oh,
I like, Mom, she had the baby? Yeah, you on point. That's that bullshit. Now, some of them like to be the first to, you know, bear bad news when they know ain't nobody told you yet. You hear me? Goddamn, shit. They trying to get it in first, you hear me? So I say, Mama, now, I said, now. She say, but baby, don't even come up here. I say, Mama, what the fuck that mean? Just because she didn't tell me? She said, nah. She said, that baby look like a Chinese, you hear me? I said, a Chinese? I said, but that bitch black as that shirt, and I'm purple, you hear me? The baby shouldn't have came out no color than... She should have came out this color or something like that. You heard me? Said, baby, yellow is a diamond. You heard me? Goddamn me, you know. Come to find out my little partner Brian had been knocking her out.
Hey!
Said, but come on now. Damn, can I get mine in first? God damn. Let me get mine in first. You hear me? See,
for niggas is low to hell, boy.
Damn, yeah, Brian.
You know, that let you know I done been through bullshit, too. You hear me?
Hey, bro, come on down here. She done had our baby. Yeah. Man, right, baby. He got your feet, bro. He got
both
your
feet. Both of them taking the
feet. He got your feet, bro.
Oh, gee, what you do with all the baby shit?
Oh, no, watch this. I'm going to tell you, I fucked up. I was so fucked up. I had $5 in my pocket. I grabbed my two picture books out the house.
Damn.
And I walked off and I jumped in this U-Haul. One of my partners said he was going to Houston. I told him, nigga, drop me off in Fort Worth. Because I knew if I'd have stayed there, I'd end up, you know, I probably been, you know, nigga was fucked up. You hear me?
I had to.
I grabbed my two picture books, had $5 in my pocket, and hit Fort Worth and never went back to that little town. You hear me?
Damn.
I like, damn. But you know,
you ain't seen her since.
Oh, I ain't seen her plenty of time. I knocked her off and everything since then. You know what I'm saying?
You do it again?
Nah, I never do it again.
You knocked her off after that.
Yeah, about watch this. You know, shit, about like, what, 15 years later, you hear me?
Oh, man.
Yeah, way down
I would have brought it back up while I'm in them guts. You remember trying to blame the baby on me?
You know you're going
to
pay for that. I don't even want no pussy.
You remember trying to blame them kids?
You seeing the child too, like that?
Crazy. Oh no, watch this. I didn't see the child till the child got older. Beautiful girl named Brianna, man. If she still got my first name, that was so cold.
Bro, her daddy gonna see this and be like, "What?
Hey, yeah, nigga." That part.
Put Martha on the goddamn phone.
Man, cut this shit off.
Yeah.
Cut this shit off.
Hey, they ain't got another episode. Man, talk about something else, man.
Say,
come on, man.
Say, but watch this. You know how many niggas gonna do that?
Yeah.
Go do the same thing. Yeah, they cut that off. Yeah, that's real talk.
Well, this ain't their show anyway. Shit happens in life, man.
Yeah.
OG came back and hit that pussy.
Double back. Say. But you know, you grow up, you get real fine and find that grown lady just sitting in on you.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, you can't. Come on, man. Certain things you just see. One for the road. God damn it, you hear me? I need that.
You wrapped up that time, though, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, you're going to pay back, motherfucker. say that revenge dish was a bad motherfucker. And you was talking about Pornhub a while ago. We don't do Pornhub no more. It's fans only, you hear me?
Oh, that shit.
That's for the real one. You know what
I just can't subscribe to no pussy. After I see it about two or three times.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Go and put that up.
Yeah, that part. The same shit.
You got no more?
You hear me?
You got no more? Yeah. I don't know what they doing on OnlyFans. Is it like a story?
I mean, shit. You can go there and say, God damn. I know who that is. Is that... Yeah, that dude. Let me see if she got a mole right here or a tattoo.
I feel
right
like
some shit.
OnlyFans is like, here, nigga, damn, a titty. Give me the money.
Oh, damn.
It's real aggressive for some reason. I don't feel like it's inviting.
They could be doing regular shit. They might be playing goddamn spades on that motherfucker.
What if a bitch
But you
just,
don't subscribe.
Bitch just come out naked all the time and put clothes on.
That's a whole nother fetish.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah, niggas used to seeing women take clothes off.
Watching a bitch get dressed.
Get dressed.
You just keep rewinding to
yeah, to the naked part.
Yeah.
Hoping she moved a certain way or some shit. Or bent over or something. Then got started
You know how a woman can make a lot of money on OnlyFans? Is just sit there and listen.
Yeah, okay.
Niggas will be like, I ain't never seen this shit before. Bruh, she just listening. She being quiet and just listening. That shit sexy. She ain't talking back or nothing. She just listening. That shit'll go crazy.
You gonna put something in the air?
Well, I'm gonna subscribe and just be like,
God damn, so what did get out for come in? God damn, I'm trying to get to the gift for me. I'm trying to get out. You know?
Find you a motherfucker.
OG don't give a fuck about that listening shit.
Hey, I'm a client, man.
He's a bitch. Listen, what a client, man.
Man, look, hard head women. You hear me? I'm listening shit.
Hard head, where the gap was at? You hear me? That type shit. Yeah,
freak, man.
Y'all playing with me. You hear me? Now, I'm a convict.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm a contest from a crib, man. I have my stories. No penitentiary stories.
That infamous Ferguson unit.
That Ferguson unit, yeah, man. The STG unit.
Bruh.
Yeah.
You done told some horror stories about that motherfucker.
There's always stories to tell.
Hell yeah. You need a life.
Ferguson don't run out. It's gonna be there. Been there since 1958, you hear me? Yeah. Penitentiary been there since 1958. Yeah. Shit, what's that nigga name? Whatever the baddest motherfuckers they got, them been to them motherfuckers. Wild Jesse James and shit like that, you hear me?
Damn,
man. Wild Bill Earps and shit like that, you hear me?
They got motherfucking cowboys locked up in that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch is square business.
Yeah, man. You fuck with that?
I fuck with that.
That nigga with the purple do-rag, you making them beat.
I fuck with that.
That's that nigga Jim Wynn.
That's the truth right there.
You rap on that motherfucker?
I rap on anything you put on. You put on Chinese beat, an elevator beat, some
don't tell him that he put that techno on, bro.
Nah, no, please don't do me like that. Now. Bro, see, you trying to get out on me now.
Any you nigga that work.
Now he's saying, I know you can't fuck with that. That's what he's saying.
Nigga,
yeah,
that nigga got that purple do-rag on. You really can't tell him that he got, ain't
say, print. Say, can you cut it up, then? I run you.
Oh.
A little bit more. What's this? I'm going to go. All day. Look, I ain't never had sense till I found Jesus. But I ain't never killed a man. The man tried to kill me. I ain't never seen the dead rise till he rose in me. Look, I'm a real child of God. Supposed to be. Look, man, let me talk to you, man. I used to hang with the bad because the good put me out.
Okay.
Shit, I used to think life was bad till the good came out. They sprinkled dirt on my name because they couldn't figure me out. They threw dirt on my name until they build them a path. They threw dirt on my name until they build them a man. But look, God made me out of dirt. That's why I'm here now. Look, all they did was build me
preach.
Up, and they couldn't see how. All I gotta tell my haters now, please throw dirt on me now. Look, my faith long, shit. My praise strong. But if you ain't got God, you're doing something wrong. Look, man, I've been saved. I'm trying to turn the homies on. Look, I've been off. I'm trying to get my clap on. They say, Percy make it rain? Shit, I ain't God. They say, Percy make them share? Shit, I ain't the Lord. Look, but I am God's son. That's why I'm in charge. I'm trying to follow him, man. He got the positive charge. Look, even Jesus got a style that I can't find. Look, if this rhyme wasn't about God, this rhyme wouldn't be mine. They call me Truth Testament. Shit, the Bible ain't lying. Because when I walk into the church, they call me the comeback child. Hey, take three L's to the head. Like love, live, life, then you're dead. Look, Jesus can only be found where you leave. Damn. That what the world was my friends when I needed them. Look, I give God my all. Never cheated him. Because I don't like being in bondage. I like freedom. Look, I'm the truth. No lie. Can you dig it? Right on. God made me a giant, not a midget. Come on. I'm clean. Look, not a stain, not a smidget. and being saved is so cool. Damn, I can dig it. Look, I'm proud of who I am, not who I used to be. Shit, no looking back there. That's who I used to be. I used to fly high. Shit, I ended up crashing. Nigga, I was doing bad like Michael Jackson. Damn. So sad, some say. Preach, now where y'all at? These niggas say that I'm bad, Miller. Shit, so keep smashing. What that mean? Don't stop. Keep going. Keep rapping. Shit, look, I'm on time. I'm on beat. Cut it up. So keep clapping. Look.
Yeah. Let me put this
dear up. Lord, this is... look, look. From me to you. Shit, I heard Miller say, get ready. Diamond said, boy, you gonna need a suit. Shit, I said, you better make it too. Why? One for me and you. Shit. Taylor made by Diamond Strong. Look, nigga, we the truth. Hey. Y'all can tell. Yeah, I'm ahead with this one. Born and died, raised on Easter's and Christmas. Where the Christians at? Nah. Amen, hey, amen. I'm the preacher's pet. My flow sick. You can hear it. The pastor say I need to see a vet. Damn. And I ain't met a blind eye that can see me yet. Look, I'm on the dock of the bay fishing for a catch. Okay. I got a God idea. Shit. Don't make me go in prayer. And bring God down here. I have him everywhere. Look, look. I ain't got a glimpse of hell. Now I ain't trying to go. You can catch me in paradise. Shit. Shouting with my folks. Fuck that. You can find me riding first class with Millie and Diamond Coach. Now we ride first class. Them niggas can ride coach. Hey.
Boy. Preach, person. Preach.
Amen. Quit playing with me, nigga.
Hey, hello. Hey, yeah. Man. Yeah. I ain't trying to instigate some
hey,
shit.
Hey, look, man. Not check this out, man.
You better come in.
I already told you how I was riding with Jesus, and he had the things on him. Yeah. I ain't even saying shit else, man. Welcome back to the 85
let's
South
go.
Show.
Let's go, man.
A.K.A. OG Percy.
Yes,
Diamond Stone TV. Nav Green. Man, this nigga Nav down there with Eddie Murphy didn't even tell him anything. He ranked up with Eddie Murphy and then say, bring me up.
God,
that's not no real nigga shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you gonna say that shit in front of the OG?
OG person need to know, man.
No, man.
Right.
Look at Diamond Stone looking like, what's up? Are you trying to get a nigga really fucked up by him?
No, Diamond Stone. He saw A lean. He saw A lean back like, damn.
Yeah. OG like, he looking at you like, what you want me to do?
Right. He was right there with
yeah,
him.
Really was shot call. You know,
paying
attention.
Like, yeah, you
really said
me on
you
the plate.
You know, you got snitch, but nobody he, got you got. Though.
He was right there. Right there with Eddie Murphy them, bro.
Right there with him. Oh, yeah, he got the. That's the look we're looking for. Oh, there you go, right there. Y'all
you
see?
I don't really ask nobody that for look. A lot, bro, but he could have just, like, threw my name out there.
I was in 17.
Wait, God damn, what?
17.
And they say you
know, anyway,
that was
man.
A cold
OG
play.
OG person, man, yes, did you know that you was reaching so many people with these videos you were dropping?
I really didn't know what, back when I first started doing video shit, I thought 1,000 was a lot. I ain't gonna lie, I should wait on it. I remember my son ran the room and they said, Daddy, you almost hit 1,000. You got 800. So I said, well, I do. We got up. We went to the little thing. We looked. I said, yeah. I say like 857. It's about like it took a month to get there. You hear me? And when God blessed me and told me to keep doing what I was doing, you dig what I'm saying? In my spirit, he said, keep doing what you're doing. I didn't want a battle rap, but he said, don't take his word and use it for the other side, because I didn't give it to you for that. So when I started using it for both sides, it started clamming. I started looking at the numbers.
Right.
He started saying, you know, I was doing a lot of banging, a lot of killing in my rap, because I knew that's what the youngsters was feeding on. But he said, I'm not going to give you that platform to destroy. I'm going to give it to you to build. You dig what I'm saying? So I changed my shit up a little bit and started throwing, sliding some in on those feeding the youngsters. You know how you do? You got to do like a baby. Feed them like milk, you know what I'm saying? Throw them a little bone every now and then. So I say that to say this. I slip a little guard in my rap every now and then. You're
right.
Real cool in there. And they'll bite it. And they kept biting. I started seeing they were biting that more than anything. And every time they bit that, the numbers kept growing. I was like, God damn, one and I had 1,000. Took a month to get 1,000. When God started working shit, I went in there one day, man called me, said, Reality Street Stars, you know, down there in Dallas, they called me and said, man, how it feel to almost have 1,000,000 views? I said, 1,000,000 views and what? He said, you almost finna hit 1,000,000 views, man. You gonna be the first nigga in Texas to ever hit 1,000,000 anything in battle rap. It's better yet in the South. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, you got 1,000,000 coming up. That was a meal ticket. I hooked up with Diamond shit and got off the battle rap because the battle rap caught attention, but it caught more negative attention than positive. When I started telling the real stories, you know how goddamn that penitentiary really, 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 you know, can drive you and put your mind in them numbers on the clan, they started listening. Shit, it feel good to wake up and through and be out in 24 hours and got 30,000 views every time you drop, you hear me? That's what the number's looking like now. You know what I'm saying? Every time we drop something, no less than 30,000 people, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that was that many people. I didn't know I was going to start knowing people till niggas start running and say, hey, man, you OG. That's, like, goddamn, they start, it ain't like that, is it? Then I start seeing, they start paying attention. They were like, shit, not just in Fort Worth was just a piece that was paying attention.
That's what I was just about to tell you, bro. The internet be lying. They don't tell you how many niggas really watch this shit. It'll scare you if you knew. But just think, even if it was 30,000, the chances are you will run into all 30,000 of them. Man, I seen that shit.
That's exactly how
nah, real talk.
Who that out there? That OG purse?
That type of
what's
shit.
What's up, nigga? I real. Would come out there, but I'm watching this car, boy. I fuck with y'all, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's everywhere.
The black community is small as hell. We out here, though.
Yes, sir.
That's why I fuck with my followers and my fans so much.
Yeah.
Because they let a nigga know. They tell you the exact moment.
Nigga, I seen the one.
Yeah.
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 I fuck with you. I know who you is.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk. That's people, everywhere.
Man, people love that shit, man. They want to be a part of the movement.
They make you feel like they know you personally.
Hell yeah. That's what it's so dope watching y'all just build a movement, you know, organically down there like that. Yeah. The stories are very entertaining.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
I feel like, shit, I couldn't read coming up. Like I tell everybody in Tales from the Crib, I wasn't a good reader until I got put in the penitentiary, locked down in solitary. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of things these young niggas out here doing, you know, they rather act bad than get that education. But they don't know when you act bad, you end up in the penitentiary. Without the education, it's going to cost you more. You get what I'm saying? Mm. And them niggas, and what they don't know is niggas been in that penitentiary since the 50s, since the 60s, since the 70s, since the 80s. Since the 90s, and you the millennium niggas, y'all just now hitting, y'all 20 years old. Oh, yeah, you the 21. Yeah, y'all turn the dough down right now. And they feeding off them. They don't know. They just like dropping a kid in the line, then. You hear me? They eating them young niggas up when they coming in. Them young niggas don't know until they get there. Until they get there and find out, yeah, it ain't what they made it sound. I ain't never made penitentiary sound good to nobody. You hear me? Right. I ain't tried to, but the weak-minded would see that because they'll say, he's praising prison. He's praising this. Nah, he's trying to keep your daughter, your son from making that same mistake. And if you listen and catch the message instead of the mess, you're going to, because they just catch, you know how to get, they get the beginning. They don't read the whole, that's the mess. Mm-hmm. They don't get the whole message. You dig what I'm saying? That's how, that, you know, they stop right there and they feed off of that. A lot of them rather hear a big lie than a small truth. You hear me? Yeah, big lies, goddamn. Y'all can go out and do these rides and slides, but they didn't tell you you're going to end up in that motherfucker 25, 30, and 40 years.
Man.
In the first 20 and 35 days that you there, them niggas going to make sure you wish you never wanted to come in this motherfucker again. You hear me? Yeah, that's what it's built for. And that's what I'm here to let them know. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to see the youngs that's sitting around me. Like, youngs, all these niggas, you hear everybody, you hear me?
That nigga 40.
40. Okay. In my book, watch this. In my book, youngster. You hear me? Yeah, he's still youngster. Yeah. You understand? He coming, how old are you, 42? He's still, that's a youngster. Little young nigga, ain't number 42. He think he got it, but he almost there. He in the third quarter.
His shoes soft at the bottom.
I don't know if it's bad that he believed you that I'm 40.
Damn. Come on. Don't do that,
nah,
man.
Nah, this one of the realest niggas ever. Yeah,
come on, man.
Hey, man, this nigga been talking shit since day one, bro. I met this nigga talking shit.
Yeah, he the truth. I listened to him while ago. He snuck a lot of them in there. Yeah.
I ain't got no choice, man.
Yeah. I'm proud to be sitting at this couch right now, man.
Bro, this is the trap house, man.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
This is just the platform that we built, you know, for black excellence.
Right.
You know, so black people can be on here and be excellent, man. And, I see the shit that you're doing, you know, telling your story and telling more. But you always throw it in there. Hey, man, don't do this shit. This shit was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you tell a motherfucker, hey, man, you don't want this shit.
A waste. You hear me?
Yeah, and that's what we try to tell them, too. It's some motherfucker sitting at the crib right now scared to pursue. You know, they real dreams, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, we go outside, nigga.
That part.
Yeah. The trick to life is you're supposed to take your look, take your skills, and use them bitches for yourself. Whatever you're doing at your job, nigga, you can do that shit for yourself.
But that's the trick.
You gonna fly more now? Since you done.
Shit, if I get the same hazmat, if nigga can't outdo y'all here, I don't think they
We done spoiled you. They
if a nigga can't outdo y'all, can I come back here? Shit, yeah. That type of shit. How about that? Yeah, can I get a welcome back?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, we wanted you to make sure you come out here and enjoy yourself. And then it's just like, you know, the shit played out perfectly. You're running into your fans and shit, just knowing that you got them out there. People watching, man. You're entertaining people now. All that shit, you know, made a full circle, man.
Right.
God might have been, you know, that might have been your walk and your truth for you to be the one to be like, nigga, this ain't what you want.
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You a prophet in your own message.
Yeah, shit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, we all got a story to tell, but it's like, how you tell that motherfucker is what make that bitch
a
yeah.
Yeah.
This shit filled with enough action and adventure, truth, deceit, yes, hurtfulness, yes, violence.
Sir. Let's go.
Car chases. Explosions. Hostage situations. Yeah, man. That's what the 85 South Show is. It's just a whole bunch of organized chaos.
Right, right.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody.
That's everybody.
Yeah, man. I might light some more of this weed. I don't get high.
Okay.
When I get high, I just be getting sentimental and shit.
Get
I be starting thinking about people who ain't here and shit. You know, not like, not on earth. I'm just saying, like, not in the room.
Okay.
I don't like how y'all took that shit so deep so fast. Yeah. I told you, bro. Atlanta's something else.
Yeah.
You got to see it. What that murder worth like?
Shit, full of mayhem, man, and murder, man.
Yeah.
Full of mayhem and murder right now, man. Yeah.
That shit too strong for
him. Yeah, some bad shit, but the war, you know, I told niggas the other day, it's a trip that you live old enough to see gangbanging come, go, and come back around. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't seen gangbanging come, lead this motherfucker for a good 6, 7, 8 years, and now it's back. Shit, and it's more ruthless than it used to be, you hear me? It ain't no rules to it no more.
It ain't.
It had rules when we was coming up. You certain shit you couldn't do. You couldn't go do this, you couldn't go do that, but ain't no rules.
It's the Wild Wild West.
Nah, it's for real. It's open gun carry now, you hear me? Yeah, back to the Wild Wild West.
I know.
Yeah, the setup.
That's why I don't be out there like that.
Real talk. That's why I don't want to be out there.
I'm trying
to get out that motherfucker. Yeah. I've been stuck in my Barney Magworth. I've been stuck in that motherfucker 51 years. You hear me?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, but
it's a whole world out there.
Yeah, if God got me to work there, that's where, you know what I'm saying, me? Shit, that's where I'm going to work at. You hear me?
That's what we've been telling niggas all the time. You don't know where the fuck your happiness might be.
Right.
Just think, you a whole nigga in the streets, right? You might be the happiest you will ever be in your life in motherfucking Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Nigga might have to move to Maine to just find some peace.
New Hampshire.
Nigga, where the fuck you been? Nigga, I moved to Vermont. It's beautiful in the summer.
Yeah. Right.
The niggas got to move around to see this bitch, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
What's the craziest shit you done seen out here in Atlanta?
I seen a nigga shit on the sidewalk last night.
Damn.
I mean, goddamn. I mean,
Atlanta sure know how to walk.
Nah, but that's I'm getting right to the point.
You think it's nice?
Yeah, right on the sidewalk. The craziest part.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Yeah, that part, nigga. Welcome to Atlanta.
You think it's nice?
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah.
He still loves
me. I can't believe you stayed. I would have left.
Hey,
man, this shit ain't going to work out. What happened? Maybe we get to the hotel, this nigga out here shitting.
Full play shit. Man.
You a real nigga for coming still.
Yeah, you hear me?
I would have left.
I don't want to be around all this shit.
Hey, now the cold part about it.
I apologize on behalf of
the cold part about it, when I came back, he was laying his head right there by it like this. Like it wasn't laying there. You hear? Come on, man. That's the cold part.
I didn't mean to invite you to no shit like this.
Yeah, that was some
oh
shit.
Oh my God.
That was some shit.
We laughing. We laughing because that was so Atlanta. Oh, we got company.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You think it's nice here?
Come on, man.
That's how you think he looked up at him while he was shitting.
You hear me?
You that's see something, nigga?
Oh, my stomach is hurting. Oh, my fucking goodness. And, bro, they didn't really show their ass in Atlanta this time.
Wow. Yeah.
Man. You lay it right down.
Yeah, lay right on side of me. Pretty good by yeah, just like that.
I should have never asked.
Yeah, that was.
Damn,
I was hoping for a good Atlanta story.
And ain't nothing
that, else that was just one thing.
Oh, okay.
See, I seen a nigga sit in the middle of the street and go to eat. Goddamn, he had his food right there and sit right in the middle of the goddamn street, right under the red light. Nigga went to eat to the police.
What side of town you was on?
Say,
we never left downtown. This motherfucker, shit, I don't go nowhere else.
Hey, downtown is a crazy place at night.
Say, what? That's the zoo. Yeah, you talking about that nigga dancing in front of the window the whole time.
Bruh, okay.
I was like, goddamn, this nigga dancing.
Because they be going to the shelter at night, bruh. So it's a shelter downtown, and they be looking like a thriller movie. Them motherfuckers.
Now, real talk.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
Y'all got different type of drugs down here, though. It's
some shit down there.
Yeah, it's a different type of drugs.
Some shit going on.
I know.
These niggas challenged you, too, now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But why you talking
to me? I seen a nigga down there with a work boot and a tennis shoe on.
God damn.
What he was doing?
Headed down that way. When you see shit like that, you don't question it.
I got a worse one than that. I seen a nigga down there, that nigga had a wooden foot but a real leg.
God damn it.
You motherfuckers who wanna move that
level? I'm gonna let that soak in for a minute. Uh-uh. I seen a nigga down there with a real foot but a wooden leg. Y'all let that soak in.
I'm gonna let that one sit.
That's what I seen. That's the crazy shit I ain't seen. Nigga had a real foot. With a wooden leg, but the fucked up part about it, when I tickled him on the foot, the nigga still started laughing. You hear me?
Hey, man.
That nigga probably fast.
You think that's strange?
That was fucked up. That nigga, see, he caught on. That nigga, girl, he's smart.
It's this white dude. This white dude who said he done been about 23 of my shows.
Cameraman, out of there.
He missing this finger, he said, but this finger real long.
Let's go.
His shit about this long. He came to my show and he put that motherfucker. It was like 2 middle fingers.
Come on, man.
That shit was crazy. He's like, Lowe's, I come to all your shows. I was like, what else you do? He was like, nothing. Had this long ass finger, but this he only had 4. Like, this one was gone. He was born without that one. It's the strangest shit ever.
So let's go. I ain't got nothing bad to
say. I'm going
to
introduce him to the nigga with the fake leg and the wooden and the real foot.
Let that now nigga tickle. Let him tickle me.
I know he a fighter, boy. He played chess. You hear me? I like, you play chess? You play chess at all?
I'm from Mississippi. We don't have many opportunities.
Okay.
Old white man walk by and see a nigga playing chess. He might steal. Give me that goddamn chess. Yeah.
Nigga, that don't play no
goddamn chess.
Yeah.
Boogity.
Chill out, Los.
All right, I'm sorry, but it's like that.
Cause somebody might believe the shit, man.
Mississippi is a strange place.
Man, you had a chance, man.
You don't know that. You don't know where I've been.
But that ain't why you didn't play chess.
You don't. It wasn't no chess to be played.
Okay.
Where we gonna play at?
In New York.
I'm from Mississippi. It's 50 years behind. We was playing checkers. I checker a motherfucker to death.
Dang.
It ain't many niggas that can out checker me. Okay. I was barbershop checker champ.
You probably played a fake way where niggas slide and jump with
exactly. You don't know. Yeah, I grew up in a real barbershop where it was old niggas sitting around. Boy, now you look sporty. There's a lot of niggas who don't know nothing about looking sporty.
They don't know what sporty means.
They never looked sporty before. Ugly young man.
Oh.
Some unhandsome ass fuckers. That's how we living though.
Get your hair cut. You got
this
a little
is
smoke.
The 85 South Show. for all the people who wear the motherfucking jogging pants with no drawstring in them.
Damn.
Exactly. That's how we living over here, OG person. Talk you ever watch the 85 South show?
Yes, sir.
This show was voted the number one show for black people between the ages of 13 and 83.
Okay. 13?
Yeah.
70 years.
Yeah. This that show. This done brought a lot of love to the black community. I be getting all kind of DMs and shit from, like, you know, like, I have fine women, and then they mama, they be like, my daughter, you are the father of my daughter. You are really like my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's getting back hot outside. That's what I've been up to. Ain't no telling what I would have been up to had Nav told Eddie Murphy them about me, though.
Yeah,
I know he's working on some shit this summer.
I know that hurt. That hurt everything. I don't know what hurt the most. It looked like he hurt him the most every time you heard him.
Like,
but no,
yeah.
But I could feel his pain, though.
That nigga
I could just see his hurt. You hear me?
He already done fucked
but
up.
I could feel your pain, though.
He done fucked up because he already done said something about, you know, part three.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rubbing it in your face.
So that kind of let me know.
He's doing all the talking.
So you know what that let me know? That he's still in touch with them people.
Oh, man. He still ain't said nothing. You just said mama was mad a while ago. You was on top of that, right? Mama knew what happened.
But look, you know, I let bygones be bygones. But he think I'm not going to bring it up.
Yeah, that
I'm not mad about it.
Right.
But he don't fuck with me. He didn't even know I was going to be here today. Like, he not answering no texts, no
calls. How you think?
I just popped up.
Okay.
And you had to pretend
with
like you fucked
with me. With the good news. You popped
we
up with the good news.
We could have cut the lights off and act like we wasn't in here. We've done it before. We know how to get away from your dog ass.
He's like, we done it before.
Yeah.
Diamond Stone, you cover a lot of shit down y'all way, man, as far as just on the scene, bro.
Right. Yeah.
What made you want to jump into the media game and, you know, create your own outlet?
Yeah, honestly, man,
You about to lie. You
I ain't gonna lie.
He didn't want to give too much out.
It was basically, I started with two artists, you know what I'm saying? And they was both rapping together, and that's basically how I started. But and that's how I got into, the rap game, you know what I'm saying? But when I first started, I started with Diamond Stone Entertainment. And basically, I wanted to manage, models and stuff like that.
Get sounded out, like I knew it was them, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? This the thing, like.
What nigga want to manage some models?
Nah,
freak ass nigga.
Nah,
look. All right, take that off.
It's like.
All right.
It's like, they got a little movement, you know what I'm saying? So, it really ain't no niggas down there, you know what I'm saying, that's really putting on for the females without trying to, you know what I'm saying? So
without trying to what?
Have sexual intercourses and stuff.
Oh, you a good guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I work with a lot of females, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. No, you don't, because you call them females.
Yeah, no, I work with a lot of females, man, a lot of models.
Just call them women. They don't like to be called females. I seen a survey.
All right,
don't
time out, time. Hold up,
Listen to me.
Nah, my boy.
Don't listen to me.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you. Ask the ladies. They'll tell you.
Nah, I ain't never had no problem.
Okay.
Nah, for real. But yeah,
they're going to DM me and be like, oh yeah, Los was right.
I'm not a fucking female.
What are we, fucking puppies? Don't dehumanize me, Diamond Stone. Look, right, man, I'm telling you.
Nah, man, look, let me tell you, man. So, look, where I'm from, bro, it's, you know what I'm saying, Fort Worth. Like, it's big, but it ain't small, you know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of talent out there, bro. Just with the females, with the artists, you know what I'm saying? But we got raw talent, like OG Percy, you know what I'm saying? Undiscovered talent, though. Like, shit ain't never been seen before, you know? So, shit, when I created my platform, Diamond Stone TV, basically creating a media outlet
to bring that exposure to the city. You see what I'm saying? I looked at people like, of course, like Sean Cotton, you know what I'm saying? Say Cheese TV.
Man, he, I fuck with them, bro.
Yeah, he started
they
right
keep
there.
Keep the streets popping.
Yeah, he started
and
right
he,
there.
And he letting the artists get on that motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
Sure, he yeah. highlighting all the up and coming.
But he started right there and Fort Worth, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say he started, but he was out there making noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's really what got me. Like, I was like, man, look, let me, ain't nobody out here right now really doing it. So let me just, and I hopped in. And it's damn near like y'all shit. I ain't going to even lie to you. Like, I see how y'all don't do interviews with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't even do interviews. We like, just be one motherfucker yeah, like, to come up in here.
No, nah, I'm talking about like when y'all drop. It'd be like exclusive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shit, that's how I be trying to
have yeah, it. Niggas, that's what I'm saying. These niggas don't even know about OG Percy, but you think 30,000 is a lot. Wait till the 85% show up and be like, that nigga Los went lying. These some good ass motherfucking stories.
Yeah.
Watch, they gonna pull up. My people believe in the shit we put out.
I see.
Yeah, because we know exactly who the podcast is for.
Yes, sir.
For everybody who quit their job every morning. But still go to work. Like,
hey, you
fuck
know.
This job. I ain't doing it. Fuck it. Man, let me get up, man. Yeah. I gotta go. Damn, that's our core audience.
Yes,
real nigga shit.
Ready for the lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitches who don't have no side teeth but still pretty as fuck.
Damn.
So you make them laugh real loud.
Yeah. Come they on. Don't even understand. They $2,300 away from being beautiful, though.
23?
Yeah. They got to get one on both sides.
Dang.
And she needs, you know, look, she going to need a little work in the back.
You a buy side, too?
Hell yeah. I'm at that part of my life where I know that once I do buy it, she going to be such a hot commodity. Her loyalty to me would be gone. It's gonna because it's like she didn't even know she was gonna be this bad, cause she ain't seen herself with him in so long.
But you ain't tripping.
No, I'm not gonna bring it up ever again. I'm the nigga that
she always gotta remember though.
Cause that's just the type of nigga I am. I leave shit better than I found it.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, even if we fall out. I'm still, like, if I see it at Walmart, I'm going to buy them groceries. Because I know there's some kids over there that believe in me.
So you want to ask for the side two back?
None of that.
No?
I'm not a taker-backer. And once I got you, I got you. If you fuck that up, I want you to have these things to remind you of what you could have had. This was just on the lower level. If I'm coming in the game, at dinner work, guess what else I'm doing?
She
don't know, because now that door is locked. The unlimited potential of what I could have been.
But I threatened her, Los. I wouldn't take it back, but I just call and threaten.
You petty.
I'd come back and get my
you
shit. Petty.
You should never do nothing and hold it over nobody's head.
You ain't leave nothing over here. I'm talking about that tooth, bitch.
See, you low down. That's called.
But I wouldn't go get it. I'm just scaring
but
her.
For you to even bring it back up, that's letting her know that you feel some type of way about it. I've been trying to help him for the longest.
Damn.
He don't listen to shit. He hard headed.
He gonna go get that too.
He not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I just put little letters on the door. Third time trying to come.
Man, I asked this nigga what's the most expensive thing he bought a woman. He said a TV.
Yo, 4K though. Not 4,000. I'm talking about 4K.
Right.
The view high quality.
TV man.
Bitch acting excited. You think she laughed when I drove off?
Her and the nigga watched that movie. Who you think hung it up? Cause I know you did. You just had that big ass box over there. And then it was a stupid amount of inches too. Some inches, you ain't even 53 inches or something.
So a nigga watching my shit.
He hung it for it. Ain't know how to tuck the cord though.
Yeah, let me shoot that text.
It's too late now.
Put that TV at the door, bitch.
Nah. Shift leader.
I don't be tripping like no shit.
This nigga then came up in here and became a whole movie star on me, man.
Okay.
It's probably going to be the last episode. He, you know, he really just do, you know, just, you know, hey, man, you know.
Bro, yeah, I tell y'all.
He fucked up about that Eddie Murphy.
Nah, that nigga Lowe's really. Bro, I was going to say, OG.
Eddie Murphy,
he really, Lowe's changed my life, bro.
He finna lie to you, man.
Lowe's changed my life,
you see
bro.
What he did in return?
He tried to clean it up?
Yeah.
He tried to clean it up again. Yo, put that dustpan up.
Now
man.
Let him. I saw him. He was on the other podcast. He was like, man, I'm on by myself. Ain't nobody help me.
Nah, for real.
Nah, look. He was on there. This is what? My whole clip. Yeah, when you self made,
you can do whatever you want to do. Come on.
I'm
man.
My own boss.
What?
I make my own hours. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it might be your last time. Yeah, look. I
think you lie, OG.
Hey, if you want to get it like you, like I get it by myself.
Yeah, you remember every word. He got every word. Yep, he owned it.
Man. Man, he treat me like family. Everybody here treat me like family. Like
we about to stop that. Yeah. Oh, we already talking about
that. Yeah, it's trickling down. Like niggas, yeah. Like niggas, certain niggas didn't dap me up when I walked in.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
Yeah, I can feel the energy.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
Like, you know how when you walk in, people are like, what are you doing here? Like, they give me them type of looks and shit.
Come on, man.
Looking at you.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Yeah. Shit.
Cutting their eyes at me.
Yeah, that's all that about to change up.
But the love won't disappear from me. I don't care how y'all do me, Lo.
Oh, man. Don't start it. Damn it. So you need to do a segment on selfish niggas.
Damn,
star him,
bro. Now you want to talk about an interesting story? He gonna get on y'all shit. I'm like, yeah, man, I pretty much, you know, did all my shit by myself.
Yeah,
it was just me.
Damn,
you know, my sister did some paperwork for me, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's how they do you, man. They forget your face.
To this day, man, the biggest crowd I ever did because of 85 South.
That alone should have did what?
Nathan on the cop. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, so that, at some point in time, they were like, so what's some of the biggest shit you did? Oh, I had let 85 South open up for me. So we saw good to you on stage. How many people said, yeah, that was on my tour.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, he told
he
him.
Taking
he
taking all the credit.
He take all the credit, man. But he didn't know the dirty shit he was doing gonna come to light.
Yeah,
man. It's all good.
Damn, man, that shit true?
That was on a lie?
Yeah, he
blows my boy, man.
Like that. That's fire.
Hey, man, you got a lot of niggas that fuck with y'all, though, man.
Appreciate
it. We've been getting a lot of inboxes and shit. When people saw y'all was coming, they, hey, man, that's real. You got OG Person coming through that bit.
Yes, sir.
And just know, I'm going to tell them, you know, we're going to put some links up or something so they can go out there and check you out.
I appreciate that,
you
man.
You know, so they can hear your shit firsthand. Shit like that, bro.
Yeah, man, you're going to be dropping Tales from a Crip EP, man, by the summer. So
Right. We in there.
Hell yeah. We were just talking about that shit. We need some old nigga rap.
Yeah.
For the niggas. You know, like, for niggas who old.
Mature rap. Yeah, so they rap.
I call it 26. That was real, though. I call my shit 26 and beyond. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I'm saying. We need some shit.
If they want to listen
they
to
They always want to run the rappers off. Oh, old niggas. Like, nigga, some old niggas. Like, hell, what they talking about. Rap.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear from some niggas I can relate to.
Who your top five, OG?
Top five in rapping?
Yeah.
Scarface is my number one.
All Scarface. Right. Shout out to Scarface and the whole face mob.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I love Kanye West. I ain't gonna lie, man. Kanye is conscious. Yeah. I like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And we get down to the gangster, man. I love me some Honeycomb right now, man.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's my son PMG God, man. He the truth. And my son Jay the realist, that's it. Okay, yes, sir. That's it. But PMG God, man. Free to God. That's my son. Y'all look PMG God, but, man, one of the hottest young rappers in Fort Worth. You understand me?
Yeah.
Free the game, man.
So y'all don't be having family battles?
Family battles such as?
Like, you know, going back, bouncing off each other.
Oh, nah. Them boys in their own lane. They in their own lane. Shout out to the game. B4B, man. Shout out to B4B game, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Them boys in their own lane, man. That's that drill rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's that drill rap. They into it real tough and they lost in it right now, so.
Damn.
You know, it's gonna cost them.
Boy, that's some dangerous shit right there.
Yeah, and they into it for real, you know. Free the game, man. You understand me?
Yeah.
If you know what drill music is, that's what they into, man.
Hell yeah.
And they with that shit for real. So, I just pray for him every day. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. I just pray that I get that lock. I was happy the other day. I said I'm on my way to Atlanta. Shit, the day I'm finna get ready to go, shit, I get the phone call. Then when he got out, my boy snatched him.
Damn. Yeah, shit. Same day.
Same day. Crazy. We gotta go. Damn, gotta go to Atlanta. I'm like, goddamn, see, I know how the devil work. You dig what I'm saying? Anything, any kind of distraction. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I take all bad and find something good in it. You know, we got to. You hear me?
I don't say that.
Yeah, but hold up. Don't say that around here. Okay, my bad. But in that bad situation, I was just happy. I thank God I didn't get that other call.
Yeah.
You hear me? Because I know how them young niggas live. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I was looking for that other call more than any call. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say they locked up, I was like, shit, well, hell, I can go. I know they going to be it. I'm safe. I mean, I know where they is.
Yeah.
Ain't no burning out or nothing. Yeah, y'all going to sit there for a minute. I'm good.
So,
yeah, it just gave me more, you know, I can get here in peace. A mind without worrying about, you know what I'm saying? Because the other car would have been worse.
Yeah.
And they know that's what I was looking for, them boy. And they live that shit out there. And it's sad. That's what Fort Worth is into right now.
Damn.
It's a war down there.
How long has it been like that?
It's been a war for the last
two or three years.
Really, I mean, for the last 2 years. But for the last year, I mean, it's, you know, niggas, Fort Worth been Murder Worth like that. That's why the name been there. The murder ain't never left. No, it just ain't. It's just never talked about.
Now it's amplified. Yeah. I mean, it's been.
Yeah, you know, back in the 90s, 91, 92, we murder capital. You dig what I'm saying? From 91 to 93, you dig what I'm saying? From gang banging along. Shit, I lost 113 homeboys in one motherfucking year. Damn. You hear me? Yeah, the gang banging was real. But that shit then came back around. You dig what I'm saying? That shit left because niggas got time and niggas got killed off. Genocide, you dig what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they fucked off a whole generation of young niggas down there.
113?
Yeah. I know, that's just the ones I knew. Oh, I got the box to show you, you hear me? Yeah.
No,
but I saw the box real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't seen the dead box, that's what's sending them dead niggas. You dig what I'm saying? And we still losing them. Shit ain't got so bad. I need another box now for the young niggas for the day. Because them young niggas down there, they dying like that rapidly, but down there in Fort Worth, you know, the war's being, it ain't being seen because, some of these young niggas don't got a name like OG Percy, Dimestone, anybody that's got a name to get killed, but these young niggas get killed every day down there.
Yeah.
Rapping it. Ain't nobody seeing it or saying nothing. Yeah, because these young niggas don't have a name, but they somebody child.
Right.
No, some that's somebody grandbaby, somebody child that's been got murdered. I see balloons every week around that motherfucker. But it's a no-name little kid that don't nobody know, so he don't get the recognition.
Right.
But it's going down there. You hear me? No.
Damn.
The drilling is real down there. Yeah.
What you even think it's gonna take to goddamn stop all this violence and shit in the whole community?
I don't know that that open carry man is gonna make it hard because I don't know what these young niggas think. I think that stands for them. It don't stand for y'all.
Mm.
But like I told them, if they think the law gonna say, hey, you got a license for that? Now, you know, too many black kids been getting knocked off anyway by the laws. Without a probable cause, without a gun, without a cell phone, there's been a cell phone, this was lazy as fuck, we just gonna put the gun on the niggas.
Mm.
Open carry, y'all just put it on them. See, now you got the pistol on you. They're not gonna, they gonna damn you. Now they ain't got a right to ask you what, because they see it. I don't think they gonna ask you for your license before they check their weapon, you hear me? You dig what I'm saying? But it's on you. You know, open carry, that's just some shit, just it's a setup. Just like, like the COVID, it's a setup. So, now, in Fort Worth, it's going to take a lot. First, it's going to take some respect, man. Our city out of control. But I ain't going to speak on the war down there because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to save it. I'm trying to build it. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not trying to destroy them young niggas down there. They take anything. They don't care if you saying something right or you saying something wrong. If you get your nose, see, one thing about the law, if you don't know nothing, there ain't nothing. It's the same with these young niggas. Stay out there, and the old niggas got scared of the young niggas. You hear me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know a cat just came home. She, you know, you been gone for a minute, but niggas don't know these streets can change. You can't come home and get the streets back. Mm-hmm. They not listening to you, nigga. You been gone too long.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
But that street, I see it out of control. They in it. But I got love. It's going to slow down. It's going to slow down. Shit's going to, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, shit, either they going to get along. Goddamn, a lot of them going to start disappearing.
It just seemed like shit. It's like that in every city, it seemed like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's strong. It's strong everywhere.
Angry. It's a lot,
yes,
of,
sir.
Lot of murder, a lot of
mayhem.
Music they listening to.
Mayhem. Man.
A lot of revenge, a lot of payback.
A lot of stepping. And
it's real sad, man, to watch these young niggas just throw their life away like
that. And they doing it with no conscience.
Right.
With no conscience. My kids, shit, they doing it with no conscience. Shout, man, free my son, little person. Then free my son, little Pernell. I got one just got 84 in the feds. One just got 18 in state. One just got 15 in state. One just got 8. And I don't know what these other two, they just went and grabbed. Look, I don't know what they looking like. But it don't, you know what I'm saying? But I don't grow no bald spots. Nigga, I still fade and wear my, I'd rather get the grades for the wisdom than weary. I don't worry about it because I already know daddy and I already told him the game.
Yeah. I'm bald.
You bald? You in there, yeah, though. You got the right head on.
I'm bald.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
Yeah. You know, that means I'm just saying that to say this. I don't do no weary.
Exactly. I mean, I don't got no more fucks to give.
Yeah, you hear me? That part. Yeah. And that's how I feel about the situation. You hear me? Because if they ain't going to listen, I'm going to let you bump your head against that wall. But when you get in there, don't call me. Don't say nothing to me because I don't visit the penitentiary. I don't see the penitentiary. I used to couldn't stay at the penitentiary within, goddamn me, 9 months. And since I was 17 years old, I would get out and go right back.
Damn.
Get out and go right back. She'd get out and go right back. You know what I'm saying? For some, don't give a damn if it's a misdemeanor. 7 days here, or 9 months here, or 2 years here, or 3 years here, or 6 months. Yeah, I kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it. You understand me? Until one time when that bitch couldn't come home. You know what I'm saying? But them niggas don't know. Time, you going to get lost in time. Them young niggas don't know. When you get in there and time lose you, you come home, everything ain't guaranteed to be here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just thinking, shit, life, nigga, life going, yeah. Ain't no Fountain of Youth. My kid, I done lost y'all. Daddy, shit, listen, so, Fountain of Youth somewhere around this motherfucker. Nigga, I can't wait no 84 years for you. You dig what I'm saying? I can't wait no 18 years. I'm already 51. You understand? But a lot of kids don't understand. When you go in that motherfucker, you got a lot to lose besides your freedom. You understand? Nigga, you gonna lose your mama, your kids. You gonna come home, stand around, stand in the motherfucking middle of the street, don't know where the fuck to go because you done lost everything.
Damn.
Yeah, you don't know what you on little shit. Time going fast these days, niggas is dying. You hear me? Yeah, so within 18 and 20 years now, shit, niggas losing 10, 11 niggas within one year now. Yeah, so they don't pay that type of shit no attention. It's the worst call to get. Being locked up, you lost your mama, you lost your brother, you lost your daddy. Pawpaw gone. No, they just killed a little niece over her. Such just killed him to drive by. And they doing it down there. They shooting kids and all. Mm. I'm saying shit. They ain't giving a fuck. But
shit is raw.
Yeah, but it's a war down there. I'm just praying for the city, nigga. So I all just listen to Diamond Stone and OG Percy tell from the crib. My job is to put some sunshine in the city, you know what I'm saying? No clouds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to goddamn me save something. You know, for all that listen from the old, you know, shit, tell from the crib to the True Testament every Sunday that I do.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I was saying, man. Why you got to get on this platform to let people know that, you know, there are people out there who trying to put, you know, the raw reality of what's real out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, different avenues of shit they can sit back and soak some game up on, man. A lot of people might not be aware of what's going on, that, you know, Fort Worth.
Right.
And, you know.
Oh, they were.
You know.
Shit.
But I'm saying.
Oh, they were. When I say they scared, yeah, because they scared. They skied. Shit, nigga, I didn't got skied. You hear me? Say it now. And you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, yeah. But you know, all my stories on the internet anyway. You dig what I'm saying? Diamond, I think you released one anyway. You know, my niggas ain't rent my house, you know what I'm saying? All types. The young niggas like, yeah, but I put a cease to it, but at the same time, the disrespect, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, these days, to alert the parents, if you have a child in your house gangbanging, you know what I'm saying? Me, shit, it ain't his life that's in danger no more. It's your motherfucking life. You dig what I'm saying? That's the game in the streets now. Mm. Fuck the nigga they after. Shit, I'm sliding on their mama, their daddy, their grandma. That's the game. Mm-hmm. You dig what I'm saying? That's what they doing down there.
Damn.
And I'm talking about, like, you know what I'm saying? People that ain't got shit to do with shit.
Ain't nobody
out there. You know what I'm saying? Now you see, you send a raft through this way, a raft through ain't such and such house. They went to set up cousin, ain't he such and such house. Just because you can't, that's the game now.
Mm.
No blame, no fingers to blame, but when that shit happened to Honeycomb Beasley family, you know what I'm saying? Either niggas was gonna learn from it or was gonna set a trend. And if you ain't been paying attention, it set a trend. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got all niggas talking about is, nigga, I get your mama, your daddy, your sister, and brother, and then you turn around and don't know, nigga, you got a mama and daddy and sister and brother they can come get too. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, my kids is the drill down there. They shit. that little gang off the street for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I told them the streets look a little safe down there now. You did?
Damn.
Just now, I'm talking about they just a little safe. That ain't shit. It's a big problem down there. They just a piece of it. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. They just a piece of it. But and since we've been down here, shit, the turn up been got ripped. You dig what I'm saying? Since we've been down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a video. A video just dropped in. And that turned on another light switch in the city. Since we've been here, shit. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been down there doing what they do. They slide.
Damn.
The drill is real in Myrtle Worth, Texas, man. And it's a war out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Me and if niggas ain't paying attention, them young cats down there dying, man. You hear me? And ain't nobody saying shit. And I'm going to tell you something, really. Can't nobody do nothing but the children, you know what I'm saying? You know, we going to lose enough of them. As they kill off enough of them, the laws will kill the rest of them. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. As they kill off enough of them, the laws come off and kill off the rest of them. You hear me? They don't even see it like that or get rid of enough of them. Because they jailing them niggas. They lie sentencing them young niggas like it ain't shit right now. They don't know nothing at the time about 30 and 50 years and 70 years here. They throwing them little kids away out there in the system. In Texas. Yeah, in Texas. You go to jail in Texas, your ass going to the penitentiary. That shit I seen down here in Atlanta last night, shit. These niggas, y'all free down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all free down now for real. Y'all free. The shit that I seen down here in y'all city.
Not shit in the street, I mean, free, what? But.
Nah, I ain't talking about no shit in the street. I'm talking about just about being in the street. Fuck all that shit in the street. You ain't finna be out there.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that gonna be downtown. What? I said, you nigga down here free. It's going up. I ain't gonna lie. Everything I seen, it was all black.
It made you kind of want to be out there, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, cool with me. You know.
You ain't gonna pick up that vibe for work. Not,
yeah, nah, them laws, they ain't gonna let you. Well, they gonna run them peckerwoods down there, gonna run down on you.
Nah, well, they
nigga,
they,
what? Yeah, you gonna get out that street. You ain't gonna sit in that street. You hear me?
They
the Billy Club gang down there still. You hear me?
You could be openly black in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't have to hide your blackness.
Yeah, I seen that.
Black is celebrated.
Shit, I seen jobs that I know all the white folks down there got. Ain't nothing but black folks down here got. I said, God damn, that's cool. I said, I swear, if this is where we was from, wouldn't be nothing but white folks working in these places. You know what I'm saying?
Not in this place.
Not this place, though. I don't think. You might be the manager. You
Atlanta.
You might own it. You might be the owner. You don't know something about this place.
Yeah, there's a lot of black folks in Atlanta.
No, real talk.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys out there? Well, they're Arlington, ain't
it? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's close to hell.
There you go. You remember that?
See?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. And I checked it out. I seen that.
Yeah. Ain't nobody say shit about no cowboy. That's your team? Or you thought that was they?
Nah, I'm going with them. I'm going with
them. Since when?
I've been fucking with the cowboy.
Since what date?
I've been fucking with them since I started fucking with football.
When was that?
My folks used to watch them. They was what year was it? So it passed down to me.
How old were you?
I think I got a picture with me 4 years old with a cowboy.
So what year were you born?
That had to be in 94.
So 94. Okay.
Full-fledged cowboy. I done went out there to game.
About 28 years. Yeah, you really thinking about that shit. Ain't nobody give a fuck. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Y'all fuck with the cowboy?
All day.
Yeah. You gotta fuck with the cowboy, man.
Yeah. They didn't help you.
What we gonna do this year?
It's not as we. Neither one of y'all playing a goddamn down.
Gotta get it jammed up. I get us all jammed.
Hey man, what's in the playbook? What y'all gonna do this year?
I ain't seen the roster.
Oh man,
yeah.
Oh, that get right.
You don't even know who on that team.
Be straight.
That's the
main one. We got Dak, Mari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, Lael Collins, DeMarcus Lawrence. I know the team now.
Nigga name six. Hey, I know. Hey. Don't make me go deep now. You got to name a white player that don't nobody know.
Travis Frederick.
Okay. Nah,
okay.
That ain't obscure enough.
Dang.
Bobby Wallachek.
Oh, shit.
Vanderish.
He's the personal protector. Nah, man. Diamond Stone, let them know where they can pull up some of that work, man, and check out what y'all got.
Hey, man, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, man, Diamond Stone TV. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to get all the exclusive news, all the exclusive footage. Go look up some of that Tales from the Crypt, me and OG Percy.
Hell yeah.
Preach, Percy. Preach.
Preach.
OG.
Yes, sir.
Give him your social media, man.
And my social media, man. Get at me at OG Percy Show No Mercy. Demerson, man. That's my page, man. Hit me up on YouTube, man. Hit me at the Diamond Stone TV, too, man. Subscribe to that channel. Hit me on my Instagram at Percy Demerson, man.
Hey, man.
Look me up.
Keep traveling.
Keep traveling.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to see some more of this world.
You hear me? And to your fans.
You sat still for a long time.
Yeah.
Stretch your legs, man.
Yeah.
Go everywhere you can go, man. Get you a passport if they'll let you. Mm-hmm. Shit. Go see some shit you never thought you'd see.
Right.
It's some shit out there, OG Percy, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Wait till you get to Europe. They got some broads over there, 6'1". With no fucking shoes on. Some of the longest pussy you'll ever have. Trust me. When I was there, 3 women, they all come up. No English. All they want is dick and marijuana. They want to take me to France. But I can't go to fucking France because I don't speak no French.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. So they want me to go to France. And they're like, you, go with us. And I'm like, nah, no, I would. But, you know, if there's any way we can do this here. They're like, no, we have to go back to France. And I'm like, how far is France? I'm asking people, and they're like, France, if you take the one, yeah, it's about 3-4 hours, maybe. Take the chance, you know? So I tell these brothers, listen, Tuts, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Man, this nigga is
I'm
crazy.
Not going to France with you. By this time, the chick I was hitting on earlier pulls back up doing about fucking 60 at a Benz, and she just slams on the brakes like, Skirt! She slides 10 fucking feet, parks right in front of me, and she jumps out of the car. He ain't going to no fucking France. Slams the door, runs up to me like she's been my gal for like 4 years. Gives me a handful of ass. Throws the pussy on me. Now I'm like, hey, Tuts, I guess I ain't going to no fucking France. No, listen, we've been in this fucking club for like 4 hours. It's about 6 a.m. The sun's coming up. I'm starving like a motherfucker. This fine-ass, hot-ass piece of ass has ran up to me. So then the owner of the club, she comes outside. What the fuck are you doing outside? Get your ass back in the fucking club. I'm like, I thought this fucking club was closed. So we go back in this fucking club. She's like, what are you doing? Are you taking this bitch with you or no? Because I can throw her out. I was like, wait. We're hungry. Avoid the question. So now she's like, we're going to my house. I'm cooking breakfast for everybody. Everybody's going to fucking eat. So we go to her house. She cooks. And then she says, go to bed. I was like, I don't know where the beds are. She says, fucking find one. Yeah. So, of course.
That's enough of that fucking story. Y'all don't appreciate none of my tales from around the world, bro.
Listen, Percy, check this out. So, let me tell you another one. So, listen, I'm up late one night, and I'm just fucking up watching all of these fucking stories, man, and you're telling me how fucking wicked the world is and how strange things are. And I'm like, damn, this is fucking good shit. So I'm riding around. That same fucking girl who runs up to me, believe it or not, she fucking reaches out to me. So I'm on my way fucking over there. I'm like, you know what? This would be a great fucking time to hear the end of that story and see how the fuck, you know, that shit ends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that shit was fucking interesting. That's exactly how it was. Exactly how it was. I had this other broad named Kathy. Fucking great tits. Listen. She had fucking great tits, Percy, listen to me. Some of the greatest tits you've ever fucking seen. In the bra, out the bra, side boob. It was a magnificent tit. I wonder how those tits are doing right now. I swear to God. I don't miss the bra, but the titties I miss.
Right.
I miss her.
Fire.
She had the greatest fucking legs. Yeah. Soccer player, this girl. Yeah. She was the fucking best. Great spirit. Yeah. She had a great fucking spirit. She was good fucking people. You understand?
Right.
Great heart. Heart of gold. Face, regular. Okay. Nothing to write home about.
Okay.
Nothing to write home about. Not worth it. Not worth it. Do you know? Not, okay, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Moving right along. I'll tell you another place that's got some great fucking broads. Mm-hmm. That fucking Germany? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck they're feeding these broads over there, but let me tell you, some of the thickest white women you ever see in your fucking life. It is fucking crazy. Oh, my God. It's beautiful in the morning. It looks like you're going to fucking see a lion or some fucking shit.
Yeah, thank you, shit. I like that. Boys.
But you got to have different voices for different occasions. Man.
Right, right.
Sometimes you don't got
come home. He been around it for a minute somewhere.
And just open the fucking door real, real hard and just be like, where is she?
That type of shit.
I'm looking for her. Yes, you. The mother of my children. The birth of my brethren. Come here.
There you go.
I would like to discuss a few things with you. Proposition 61. Yes, yes. Proposition 61. I would like to discuss.
You got to come home like that. They like that shit. Trust me, I study. This has been another 85 South Show production.
Hey, man.
On this road to riches and diamond rings, real niggas do real things, man. We got OG Percy in the trap with me today.
Appreciate
Diamond you, Stone TV. Man. Nav Green, the movie star. And you know who it is. Why wouldn't you? Stay tuned.
The we sensei.
Come on. Let's get some photos.
Let's go.
Shoot me up. Hold on, we're going to get some pics.